Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Live on Less. Invest the Rest 3rd Edition by Andrew Craig is a personal finance workbook focused on helping readers organize their money, spend below their income, and invest the surplus in a disciplined way. Craig is known for plain English finance and for how to own the world, and this book functions as a practical companion to that broader investing message. Its genre is accessible financial education, rather than technical investment theory. The central purpose is to turn a common principle, earning more than one spends, into a repeatable household system that can support long-term investing. The book addresses everyday concerns, such as financial anxiety, confusion around investment accounts, pensions, and the difficulty many people face when moving from intention to action. Its tone is deliberately jargon-light, with a workbook style that encourages readers to review their own finances, rather than simply absorb general advice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the core rule of living below income before investing surplus. The title expresses the book's central financial rule: spend less than you earn and direct the difference into investments. Craig treats this not as a slogan, but as the foundation on which every later decision depends. Before a reader can think seriously about funds, pensions, ISAs, or market exposure, there must be a recurring surplus. This gives the book a practical sequence that many investment guides skip. It starts with cash flow behavior because investment returns cannot compensate for a household that continually spends more than it receives. The point is also psychological. A reader who can create even a modest surplus gains evidence that personal finances are controllable, which can reduce the sense that money problems are purely caused by external conditions. The book, therefore, frames frugality not as deprivation, but as the operating margin that makes long-term wealth building possible. This makes the advice especially relevant for beginners, who may feel that investing is only for people who already have large sums available. Secondly, a workbook approach to sorting personal finances into usable order. A distinctive feature of the book is its practical workbook orientation. Rather than presenting personal finance as a set of abstract principles, it encourages readers to review their own financial position, identify what is disorganized, and make decisions in a structured order. This matters because many people do not fail financially because they lack one brilliant investment idea. They fail because their accounts, debts, contributions, and spending patterns are scattered and unclear. By emphasizing organization, the book shifts attention from market prediction to financial housekeeping. The reasoning is that good investment behavior is difficult when the reader does not know what money is available, what obligations exist, or which accounts are suitable for long-term saving. This approach also makes the book more accessible than dense investment manuals. It invites action at the level of bank statements, budgets, tax wrappers, and regular contributions. The workbook format supports gradual progress, which is appropriate for readers who are starting with basic financial knowledge and want a concrete route into better habits. Thirdly, plain English explanations of ISAs, pensions, and investment routes. The book places particular importance on making investment structures understandable, especially for readers in the United Kingdom. ISAs and pensions can be highly valuable because they shape how savings are taxed, accessed, and grown over time, but they are often surrounded by terminology that discourages beginners. Craig's plain English style aims to lower that barrier. The practical value of this section is not that it replaces regulated financial advice, but that it helps readers understand the broad purpose of common account types before making decisions. But ISAs are presented as useful tax-efficient homes for stocks and shares investing, while pensions are considered in relation to long-term retirement planning and personal circumstances. This focus gives the book a more applied quality than general advice to invest early. It recognizes that where money is invested can be as important as what it is invested in, because account rules affect costs, tax treatment, flexibility, and time horizon. For beginners, understanding these wrappers can make investing feel less remote and more administratively possible. Fourthly, evergreen investing instead of short-term trading behavior. Craig's investment philosophy, as reflected in the book and related plain English finance material, favors durable, long-term principles over active trading. The distinction between investing and trading is important because it changes the reader's expectations. Trading implies frequent decisions, market timing, and a need to react to short-term price movements. Investing, as the book presents it, is more compatible with regular saving, diversification, and patience. This is why some readers describe the advice as encouraging people to organize their finances and then leave them largely alone. That can seem passive, but the reasoning is that many ordinary investors damage their results through excessive activity, emotional responses, and unnecessary complexity. An evergreen approach does not depend on forecasting a particular year or identifying one fashionable asset. Instead, it asks readers to build a system that can survive changing headlines. This makes the book useful for people who want financial progress without turning investing into a second job, while still requiring discipline and periodic review. Lastly, Relationship to How to Own the World and Its Limits as a follow-up, Live on Less, Invest the Rest is best understood in relation to Craig's earlier book, How to Own the World. While that earlier work presents a broader argument about why ordinary people should own diversified assets, this book is positioned more as a practical companion for putting personal finances in order. That relationship is a strength for readers who want a simpler and more actionable next step, but it also explains some of the criticism the book has received. Readers already familiar with Craig's work may find overlapping themes, especially the emphasis on long-term investing and the need to take responsibility for one's financial future. The useful distinction is that this book is less about persuading the reader that investing matters, and more about helping the reader create the financial conditions to do it. Its limitation is that it may not satisfy readers looking for advanced portfolio construction, detailed market analysis, or wholly new theory. Its value lies in execution, simplification, and consolidation rather than novelty. In conclusion, Live on Less, Invest the Rest 3rd edition is most suitable for readers who want to move from vague financial concern to a clearer household system. It is particularly relevant for beginners, younger earners, people who have not yet used stocks and shares ISAs or pensions confidently, and readers who prefer plain explanations over specialist investment language. Its practical benefit is that it connects everyday spending discipline with long-term investing, showing that wealth building begins before any fund is selected. Intellectually, the book helps readers distinguish between financial complexity that matters, such as tax-efficient accounts and pension structures, and complexity that can distract, such as constant market watching. Compared with many personal finance books, it stands out less through a novel theory and more through its accessible workbook design and its link to Craig's broader plain English finance approach. It does not appear designed for sophisticated investors seeking advanced strategies. Its stronger use is as a structured reset for people whose finances are disorganized or whose knowledge of investing remains tentative. By combining budgeting, account selection, and long-term investment habits, it occupies a practical space between a budgeting manual and an investment primer. That positioning makes it useful for readers who need not only information, but a manageable process for applying it. If you would like to support Andrew Craig, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.